Noxzema's two famous products.
Noxzema skin cream for a smoother skin.
And Noxzema shave cream for a cooler shave. Presents The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. Are you ashamed to look in the mirror because your skin is rough and coarse, marred with externally caused blemishes? Well, you don't necessarily have to suffer with facial problems like that. Noxzema can help your skin improve quick. And I mean quick. You see, Noxzema is a medicated formula, a real aid to healing. Noxzema quickly helps smooth and soften rough, dry skin, helps heal externally caused blemishes. Prove it for yourself. Start right away to use Noxzema night and day. Then, let your mirror tell the thrilling story. A skin that's lovelier to look at, softer to touch. So don't delay. Get Noxzema from your druggist right away. And now, The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore, with Agnes Moorehead as Marilli and Conrad Binion as Butch. In Springdale, it's a lovely Saturday morning in May. And in the White House where the mayor lives, the first citizen of Springdale and his ward, young Butch, are concentrating on loafing.
Mayor! Oh, Mayor!
Marilli called you, Mayor.
Pay no attention to her, Butch. Maybe she'll go away.
Mayor? Mayor, where are you?
She never goes away when she sounds like that.
No, but I always have hope. Had I 3 ears, I'd hear you.
3 ears?
What kind of talk is that?
Shakespeare. Oh. That's what Macbeth said when the three witches called.
Witches? Are you comparing me to witches?
No, not at all. Not at all. Witches are plural. You're singular.
Well, we have to get busy right away. We're going on a picnic. It's all arranged.
Anything you've arranged, it'll be no picnic.
Oh, I was going to play baseball today.
Oh, don't you two want to go? They'll be awfully disappointed.
They?
Ben Thorson and Kay Dickinson. This picnic was their idea, and it's a perfect day for it.
Oh, the weatherman says it might rain.
Oh, nonsense. That just proves it'll be a lovely day. He's never been right in his life.
Related to you, isn't he?
Only by marriage.
Oh.
What do you mean by that? That'll be Ben and Kay now. Go let them in, Butch. They want to borrow a thermostat.
Oh, okay, Marilli. Sure. 1 minute.
You know, Marilli,
huh?
I'm flattered.
What?
Yeah, Ben is courting Kay. It's pretty nice of those two to want us to go along.
Oh, yes. Oh,
good morning, Marilli.
Good morning, Kay.
Hello, Mayor.
Hello, Kay. Hello. How's the boys, Ben?
Oh, absolutely perfect, Mayor. Absolutely perfect.
Butch, run upstairs to my closet and bring down that hamper. I want to pack the lunch in that.
Oh, okay,
wait a minute, you.
Huh?
You mean you are coming, too?
Didn't you ask us?
No. No.
Excuse me. I have some hard-boiled eggs on the stove.
Really?
And, yes, Mayor, what?
You stay right here.
Here?
You told me we were invited.
Well, of course, I thought we'd be welcome.
Oh, you are, Marilli, of course.
Well,
okay, you and me.
Oh,
Mayor?
Naturally, I wouldn't dream of butting in where I wasn't wanted.
Mayor, you are all my friends, but Marilli thinks up something new every time I turn it on. She gets me so mixed up.
Well, very well. Very well. That settles it. I won't go on the picnic.
Now, Sven, you promise me no more fights with Marilli.
Well, Marilli always starts them.
Okay, I promise. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I'm not going.
Of course you come. You all come.
Sure we will.
No, not me.
I want you to come.
Don't.
Oh, look who's talking.
Honest to goodness, she makes me so mad.
Oh, now, send your promise.
Okay. But she comes.
Well, all right. All right, Sven, since you insist.
We'll be very pleased
yes.
to come, Sven. Thank you. Now, excuse us for a minute. I want to help Marilli get the lunch ready. Come along, Marilli.
All right, Mayor. We won't be very long.
Marilli. Marilee.
What?
You horned in on Sven and Kay's picnic.
Oh, nonsense. You heard the master.
All right, all right, all right. We're going. We gotta go. But you leave him alone once we get to Crescent Lake. You understand that?
Certainly. I think these eggs are done.
Butch and I will take our fishing rods.
Well, we won't need fish. I have plenty of sandwiches.
Crescent Lake is a good place for a boy and girl.
Potato salad and a... How do you know?
Hmm? I've been on picnics before.
Oh?
Of course, they're not like they were in the old days when we went by horse and buggy. You know, I remember one picnic. I was about Butch's age.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was out in a boat, and it started to rain. And you know what happened?
You got wet.
Ah, no. No. Not enough to notice. But I pulled into that little island in the middle of the lake.
Oh?
The one with the old summer house on it. Hmm? Mm-hmm. There was a girl who had the same idea.
A girl?
Never met her before. She was from Crescent City.
Crescent City?
Yeah, she wore a white dress with red polka dots. And after a while, the rain stopped and the sun came out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never forgotten that day.
Well, don't stop there. Go on.
That's all there was to it, Merlin. That's all. I never saw the girl again. I can't even remember her name. But I can still see her.
Uh-huh. Probably a grandmother by that time.
Probably. I hope so. But her grandchildren won't have the fun we had. Everything happens too fast.
Uh-huh.
Jet planes, speed boats, the atomic age. Well, they can have it.
Well, you can't stand in the face of progress.
Yes, I can, really. In fact, there are moments when I'd like to spit in his eye. Nice out here by the lake, isn't it, Sven?
Yeah, man, yeah. Oh, this is okay.
Yeah. Sure is peaceful.
Hey, yeah. What are you doing sitting here?
Well, I spoke too soon.
Where's Butch?
Right down by the lake, putting the outboard on a rowboat. We're going fishing.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. Kay, come here, please.
What is it, Marilee?
Kay, I want you and Sven to go for a walk. A walk?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to walk. I'm okay, you're sitting here.
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. Young people like you don't want to waste your time with us. Go out and walk in the woods. Listen to nature.
That's not a bad idea, Sven. She'll sound a lot better than you do.
Sven, don't sit there like a lazy lout. Go for a walk with Kay. Go on.
You listen to me, Marilee.
Huh?
I walk when I feel like.
Well, like.
No, absolutely no.
I thought you promised Kay you wouldn't argue with me.
That's right, Sven.
But I... This is... Mayor,
don't appeal to me now. Don't appeal to me. You go and take that walk. Marilee can't be heard after 4 miles.
Go on now. Go on. Scoop, go on.
Come on, Sven. It'll be fun.
Oh, for you, Kay, I do it. But that Marilee crazy woman.
Well, that takes care of them.
Oh, the outboard's all ready, Mayor. Hey, we better get started.
Started? Started where?
Fishing. Before the rain comes.
Oh, it's not going to rain. We have to unpack things and set the table and start a fire, boil water.
But, Marilee, we...
We are not eating until supper time. Weatherman says might rain. Those clouds across the lake look a bit heavy.
Oh, I know. If it was going to rain, my rheumatism would tell me.
You'd never stop talking long enough to listen to it.
Well, that's enough of that. Now take this pail, both of you, and go down to the lake and fetch me some water. And not another word. We have a lot to do, period.
Golly.
Thunderation. You got the whole afternoon to set up a picnic lunch. Say, Butch.
Yeah, Mayor?
Where'd you put the fishing rods?
They're on the boat.
Oh, they are. Down by the water?
Yeah, Mayor. The boat's right here.
Okay. Get in. We're going fishing. Boat tied up, Butch?
Yeah, Mayor.
Come on. Run. I'm getting soaked. Summer house, right up here.
How do you know it was on this island?
Oh, just stuck in my memory. Hurry, hurry, up the steps.
Yeah. Phew. Say, it's dark in here.
Yeah, I know.
Who's that?
Did you hear something, Butch?
Yeah. Who's there?
I asked first.
Hey, it's a girl.
Yes. Yeah. Girl about your age.
Yeah. Hey, look, you can just see your white dress. Oh, hello. My name's Butch.
Hello, yourself. My name's Susan.
Susan? Oh, no, no, that wasn't her name.
Huh?
No.
What, man?
Nothing, 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 Butch. They say for a minute I saw you startled me a bit, Susan.
Well, I was canoeing on the other side of the island. I came in here because of the rain.
Oh, he's the mayor, Springdale.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
Well, now I can see you. I'm doing very well. You're pretty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course, with the rain and the white dress and this summer house, you just have to be pretty. Susan, I'll bet you're from Crescent City.
That's right.
Oh, sure, I guess that. I know most of the Springdale kids, and I'd have never missed you.
Even the same words.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I was just daydreaming, Susan. Tell me, you're here with your folks, or they're picnicking?
Yes, sir.
Well, we probably never have met, hadn't rained.
But it did.
Yeah, it did.
Yes, here we are, with the rain outside and the wind whipping across the lake.
Oh, are you cold, Susan? You can have my coat.
Oh, I'm all right.
Go on, make it take it, Bush. Tuck it around her shoulders.
Oh, okay. Here.
Unbutton it up.
Thank you, Butch. It's a little big.
Yeah, you're a little.
My gosh, the very same word. There are some things that never change.
Quick help in smoothing and softening rough, coarse skin. Then apply Noxzema night and morning. Then, right as your Noxzema experience, if we read your letter on this program, we'll say thanks with a grand big gift jar of Noxzema. Here's the letter that sent a gift jar of Noxzema to Miss Beatrice Wilson of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I have a very fair and sensitive skin and had a lot of trouble finding a skin cream that satisfied me. I found that cream in Noxzema. It's been a real help in keeping my skin smooth and soft.
And you'll say the same once you try Noxzema. So get Noxzema skin cream right away. And now back to the mayor of the town, starring Lionel Barrymore. Well, history seems to be repeating itself. The mayor and Butch picnicking at Crescent Lake take shelter from the rain as the mayor did once long ago. And again, there's a girl, not the one in the mayor's memory, but a girl of Butch's age.
Rain stop, Butch. Butch.
Huh? Well, what's that, Mayor?
I said the rain stopped.
Oh, yes, so it has.
Yeah. Hey, and look, over the hill there. The sun's coming out again.
I know, I ordered it.
Ordered it?
Yes, Susan, for you and Butch, so your picnic wouldn't be spoiled.
Oh, Butch?
Easy now, kid. One at a time, you can't both talk at once, you know.
I'm sorry. You go ahead, Butch.
No, you. It was my fault.
No, I didn't have anything important to say.
Oh, neither did I.
Oh, for Pete's sake, somebody break this up.
Well, I was just thinking.
Yes, Susan?
You and Butch were fishing, weren't you, Mayor?
That's right.
Yeah, we didn't catch anything.
I didn't. Not so sure about you. I guess your folks will be worried about you, Susan. You better get back to them.
Yes, Mayor.
Yeah.
Rain didn't last long. The day's young. We still have time for lots of fun.
Oh, it was fun. I mean, we're sitting here in the rain talking. That was fun, too.
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess I better get along.
Yeah. Guess you better.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye, Butch.
Oh, goodbye, Susan.
Good luck.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, I guess I'd better get going.
Yeah, I guess you better.
Well, how do we get back to that?
Here's your coat back, Butch. Thank you for lending it to me.
Butch.
Yeah, Mayor?
Yeah, why don't you go along with Susan?
Oh, Mayor, could he?
Oh, gosh, Mayor, what about our fishing?
Ah, never mind that. All you'd think about would be the one that got away anyhow. You go ahead with Susan and... Wait a minute. Wait. Here. Might need this.
Oh, a dollar, Mayor?
Yeah. Is it kind of an amusement park across the lake? You and Susan might want to ride on the merry-go-round.
They have a Ferris wheel, too.
Ferris wheel, huh? Well, that's new since my time. But the idea is still good. Go on, enjoy yourself.
All right. Come on, Butch. Goodbye, Mayor.
Goodbye, Susan. Goodbye. So long, son.
Oh, so long, Mayor. And thanks.
Thank you.
Me? Well, what for?
For proving that May is still May. And that the old saying holds true. The more things change, the more they're the same. Hi, Sven. Hello, Kay. Looking for me? I'm sorry to be so late.
Supper's all ready. Uh-huh. Only Marilla.
Oh, she's awful mad. The rain.
Yeah, the rain only lasted an hour.
Yeah, I know, but Marilla spent the whole hour under a picnic table.
Mayor, where have you been?
I see what you mean, Angie. Yeah. She's mad as a wet hen.
I heard that, Mayor. I should think you'd be ashamed to show your face after sneaking off the way you did. Where is Butch?
He'll be along.
Well, why isn't he with you? What happened? Is he all right?
I'm sure he's fine.
Oh, Mayor, you didn't let him go gallivanting off along in these woods, did you?
He isn't alone. He'll be back.
Oh, I wouldn't trust you on a sack of Bibles. You're worse than the weatherman.
The weatherman?
Yes. I blame that rain on him and the mayor.
The mayor didn't have anything to do with the rain.
And the weatherman said it would rain.
Well, that's just it. That's just it. He was never right before. He's deceitful, just like you are.
Stop picking on the mayor.
You'll stay out of this, then, Thorson.
Better not be quiet unless you are.
You're in for a lot of talking, yeah. Huh?
The mayor is my friend. Leave him alone.
Thank you, Sven. Thank you. Oh. And may I ask what you're mad about, Marilla?
Yes. Didn't you sneak off without unpacking the basket?
Sure, I did. And if they'd been unpacked, the rain would have spoiled everything.
Oh. That's right.
I'm afraid they have you, Marilla. Well, what about Butch?
Butch is coming down the path now.
Where? Oh, he is. Huh? Butch, come on. Hurry up. We're sitting down to supper.
Pass the sandwiches, then.
Okay. Marilla.
Thank you. Potato salad, Mayor?
Yeah.
Come along, Butch. Don't dawdle.
You sit right here, Butch.
Yes. And what have you to say for yourself, young man?
What, Marilla?
What excuse do I get this time?
Nothing, Marilla.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
Are you sick?
Ah, of course he isn't sick. Have a sandwich, Butch?
Oh, no thanks, Mayor. I'm not hungry.
Not hungry? He is sick.
No, I don't think so. The night after I first meet Kay, I don't feel like eating either.
Oh, didn't you, Sven?
No.
Butch Gardiner, did you pick up a girl?
I didn't pick her up. The mayor was with me.
Well, the mayor's worse than you are.
Now, wait a minute, Marilla. She was a very nice little girl.
Well, we met her in the summer house, in the rain.
You did? Why, that's just like
a story, Marilla. What did you do after you left me, Butch?
Oh, Susan and me?
Yes.
Oh, we went to the amusement park. Oh, boy, it was fun.
Yes, it is. It's exactly like the time.
Marilla, never mind. Butch, would you get me the fishing rod? I left them down the boat.
Sure, Mayor, sure. I'll get them.
Oh, why did you send Butch away from the table, Mayor?
Well, you saw how he looked. I didn't want Marilla to spoil Butch's day.
Spoil it? How would I spoil
it
now?
Butch thinks of this meeting in the rain as something special. Something that just happened to him. I didn't want you to tell him it happened to me, too, in another May, in another shower.
Oh, I wasn't even going to mention you.
You wasn't?
No, I wasn't. You see, well, I used to come here on picnics, too.
Oh.
And, Well, does a tree still grow through a corner of that summer house, ma'am?
Marilla.
What?
You don't mean
that... Oh, yes, yes, ma'am. It was raining. His name was Claude.
There certainly rains a lot around here.
You know, Sven, after supper, I'd sort of like to see that summer house. Here comes Bush.
Oh, Mayor, I just thought of something. I never did find out Susan's last name.
It doesn't matter, Bush. Don't matter at all. If you ever meet again, you'll know her. And if you don't, you'll always remember that once a Maying, you had a wonderful time.
Mister, you don't have to have a tough beard and a tender skin to appreciate Noxzema shave cream, but it helps. As Jim Lawrence of Tacoma, Washington can tell you, he writes,
"The first time any barber shaves me, he never fails to tell me that I have all the whiskers there are. Now, I shave myself, and thanks to Noxzema, what was a task is practically a pleasure. Noxzema softens even my tough, heavy beard, so my whiskers come off quick and clean, without pulling or after-shaving irritation."
Yes, Noxzema shave cream really makes a difference. Soothes your skin as it softens your beard. So for a cooler shave, a soothing shave, get Noxzema shave cream. Military service has given millions of men and women invaluable experience, taught them fine habits of responsibility. Many have acquired new skills which they are now putting to good use in industry. Employers agree that the returned veteran is a better man than before he entered service. Yes, that veteran's lapel button certifies that the wearer is a more valuable worker and a dependable civilian citizen. Remember to read the Radio Mirror story about the mayor of the town. It features Butch Marilli and, of course, the mayor himself. Read it in the June issue of Radio Mirror magazine. Our script tonight was written by Howard Breslin, music by Bernard Katz. Mr. Barrymore appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Two Sisters from Boston, starring Katherine Grayson, June Allison, Lawrence Melchior, Jimmy Durante, and Peter Lawford. Stay tuned in now for Ned Kalmer and the news over most of these stations. Remember, Saturday night on CBS is the biggest show in town. Now, this is Ken Peters wishing you all a very pleasant good night for two famous products.
Noxzema skin cream for a smoother skin.
Noxzema shave cream for a cooler shave. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.